tone. Let me record. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Listen, this is Sister LaShonda. I am so grateful to sit before the people of God just one more time. And I'm not going to use up no more of Sister Elaine's time. I'm going to hand it right over to her. If you're ready, Sister Elaine, it's in your hand.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine. I'm sitting in my location right now in my kitchen, of course, looking out the window, and I still see the light, even though it's a little dim out here this morning. It's raining and everything, but it's still good. God is still good to us each and every day. I thank God, Lord God, for Sister LaShonda that gets on here, and she just perks me up so. Just hearing her voice is always good for me on Mondays. I thank you, Lord, because you have been good to her, and you still good to her, and you're good to all of us as well. My topic this morning is on 1 Timothy 6, verses 6 to 8, but it went a little longer for me as I went down and I read it. It says, God, through Paul, emphasizes that godliness with contentment is great gain, and that we should be satisfied with the basic necessities like food and clothing. As we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take nothing out of it. What is it the message of Timothy 6 and 7 talks about? The love of money, the root of all kinds of evil. But when I listen to Bishop Eric King Clark talk about that, I get tickled because he said, the root of all evil, like if you're just broke, broke is your twin brother opposed to you having money. So I always think about that, and it tickles me because being broke is nothing like being broke. I have been really, really broke before, and I was not happy about that. But he talks about the love of money and the root of all evil in that verse. And then it says, at the heart of wanting and loving money more than God is unbelief. There is no godliness with contentment in this world apart from the saving sacrifice of Christ and obedience, the teaching that accords with godliness. And then it talks about in 1 Timothy 6 all the way down to 8, but godliness with contentment is great gain, it says in the Bible, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we carry nothing out, and having food and raiment, let us be therefore content. Talking about clothes. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some covenant after they are erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for this verse. I thank you for continuing to let us think about what godliness with contentment and how is it great gain in our lives today, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, because you are good to us. We need to learn how to be content in what you do for us and how you do it. And we should learn how to love your word even more better, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, this morning for waking us up this morning and that we can be content and have contentment with that. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't want to be in this world and just not have nothing, because in this world, we know that we can have all things that you give to us, Lord God, and that we need and that maybe we might just want. God, I thank you this morning, Lord God, for each and every person that's on this line this morning, Lord God, that you bless them with good things, with godly things from you, from your Son, from you from up on high, Lord God. We stretch our hands to you, Lord, knowing that everything we ask you for, that you're going to give to us, Lord God, and we're going to be content with the things that you give us, Lord. Father, we thank you constantly for your Son, Jesus, that died on that old cross for us. He died for us. He shed his blood for us, Lord God, and that blood drips down on us today, Lord God, that it was good blood, Lord God. We thank you for that this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for the sick this morning, because you said that by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. I ask you that you heal the sick in whatever manner the sick in their body is, Lord God. It could be something just really small, Lord, but we want to be content and have contentment with that, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for our bishop, Lord God, that's been ministering the word to us day and night, Monday through Friday, in the mornings, in the evenings, the sacrifices that he has made for you, Lord God, and we want him to be content with that, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for his wife that stands and sits beside him, Lord God. Not in front, not in back, but beside him. And we thank you, God, for him having a woman of God like that next to him. We thank you, Lord God, because we give all thanks to you. We lift our hands up high and we bow our heads down to you, because you are the great King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Master of all masters, Lord. We look only to you for everything that we need, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the host. We thank you, Lord God, for the ones who host this line from Monday to Friday, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because none of us pray alike. None of us think alike, Lord God, but you have put all of that in us. We thank you that no one sounds alike when they're praying, Lord God, unto you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God, and sometimes I sit and I wonder, how did you make us all so different like we are, Lord? How did you do that? I thank you, Lord God, for that, because it opens up our eyes and we see different things and the different things that you have put into us and into our lives, Lord. Oh, God, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for this word, contentment. I thank you, Lord God, because we want to be content in the things that we do, in the things that we see, in the things that we hear with our ears, Lord God. We want to bring that all into our hearts and in our minds and in our spirits, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because you're God of everything. It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. I believe that because you said it, God. You said it in your word, Lord. You said it, and I believe that is true. I thank you this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that it's not a sunny day today, but we see the light, and we're content with that. We're content with everything that you do, everything in our lives that you bring to our lives, that we're going to be content in it, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for the homeless this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that they're going to have everything that they need this morning and every day. We thank you, Lord God, that everyone that's homeless, Lord God, they know how to call out your name. They know how to speak your name into consistency, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because they are people too. And you said that the poor would be with us always, but we don't always have to be poor. We thank you, Lord God, for this morning. We thank you for even we know that all the things that's happening in this world today, that we are still not of this world. We're not of this world, but we thank you anyway because you put us here in this world to do things that you expect us to do and that you want us to do. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you because you have been so good to us, to all of us, not just to me, but to all of us. I thank you, Lord God, for being waking up this morning and being in our right minds this morning. I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the food that we put in our bodies, Lord God, that is going to be nourishing to our bodies, Lord God. I thank you this morning because you are the good God. You are the worthy God. You are the holy God, and we call you holy, 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 Lord. We bow down to you this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even for the things that's going on in this world, Lord God, that you are in control of all of this. You are in control of everything that goes on in this world, and that you're going to set things in the right way, in the way that it should be, even though some people don't agree with that. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every person. We thank you, Lord God, because you still are the magnificent one, the holy one, the one that we look up to, the one that we need, Lord. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that came down off that cross, and he's still down. And he lives within us right now, Lord God. We thank you for this word this morning to be content and that it is great gain. We thank you this morning. We thank you through your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm going to turn it back to that awesome host of ours this morning, LaShonda.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine. Always starting us off on Monday morning with that good fire, that prayer. Yes, contentment, contentment. Sometimes that's the hardest thing for us to find is contentment things. I thank God for you. I thank God for you and your prayer ministry. Listen, I want to encourage the people of God to share the line. Share the line. I know it's got to be blessing you. I'll be seeing you every Monday. It's got to be blessing you. You're there all week. Tell somebody else. Let them get in for 5, 10, 15. Maybe they can stay for the whole hour, however it is. Let it bless somebody else because I believe it is blessing you. All right? Y'all know, for the ones that do have to go, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. But listen, our partners support through their giving. If you would give, if it's in your heart to do so, you can go to our Cash App. That's $BishopEricClark. You can also go to our website, EKC Ministries, and you can sow there. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209, and you can give your gift there. To support the ministry, to push us forward. I believe that God is going to bless that seed. Put a name on it. Put a name on your seed so that you can see it come back to you. All right? At this time, we're going to go ahead and hand it over to Sister LaTanya. If you're ready, it's in your hands, ma'am.
Good morning. I am coming out of Romans chapter 6, verse 4, and it says that we, therefore, buried with him, through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
Oh God, we just thank you because you thought about us. That while we were lost in our sins, you sent your Son into the world, Father God, to redeem us unto yourself. We thank you, Father God, that we can lay down that old life and pick up a new life, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that in death, Father God, we will be raised and seated with you, Lord Jesus, in the heavenly realms. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you loved us so much, that you willingly lay down your life. Help us to see you, Father God, in a new light, that you want more for us, Father God. Thank you that you said that you would do exceedingly more than we could ever ask or imagine. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayers. Thank you, Father God, for just opening up the door to communication with you, and help us, Father God, to live a life surrendered unto you. Even when it's hard, Father God, help us to lift our hands and surrender. Help us to live our life in surrender, Father God. For Lord, it is you who loved us so much. I pray, Father God, that we will live a life of love, Father God. I pray that our lives will be a pure reflection of who you are and your grace and your mercy for us. As Galatians 2:20 says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ in me. Lord, help us to live Christ-like. Help us, Father God, to put off those old things and press towards what is new, Father God. Help us to clothe ourselves, Lord Jesus, in your word. Help us, Father God, to clothe ourselves with your armor. Help us to put on the full armor every day, that we'll be able to fight against the wiles of the devil. Lord Jesus, I pray that we would not be slaves to sins anymore. I pray, Father God, that we will walk in you, walk in your freedom. I pray, Father God, that the chains on our lives will be broken. Lord Jesus, help us to fix our eyes on you, the author and the perfecter of our faith. We need you more today, Father God. We need you in our lives, Father God, so we pray that you will speak to our hearts. We pray, Father God, that you will open our eyes, Father God, that you will renew our mind. I pray that we remember that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against the principalities of this world. I pray, Father God, that we will stand firm, that we will stand firm, Father God, when the winds and the waves come, Lord Jesus. Help us to look to you. Lord Jesus, we have been low and we have been high, Father God, but you have been consistent in everything. Thank you, Father God, that you sit high, but you look low. Thank you that you have given us just a reflection of who you are through Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that we would steal away and we would hold that time with you sacred, Father God, that we would just sit with you, that we would learn from you, Father God, that we would get from you, Father God, what we need, Lord Jesus, to get up and complete our day. I thank you, Father God, for just our ability just to be able to speak with you, and that you listen to us, and that you hear our prayers. Thank you for you said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, Father God. I pray that we would answer the call. I pray, Father God, that we would be attentive to the call. And I pray, Father God, that we will willingly go. And Lord Jesus, as we go, I pray, Father God, that you would provide and that you would do what only you can do, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, for strength. I pray, Father God, that we would be strengthened not only physically, but mentally, Father God, and spiritually, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be willing to fight the good fight, to be willing to run the race that you have set before us, Father God, knowing that it is not our home, that we are just passing through, Father God. Help us remember, Father God, that it gains nothing to get the world if we lose our souls, Father God. But help us not to be so heavenly bound, Father God, that we are no earthly good. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will restore unto us, Father God, the things that life tried to take from us. We want to be more like you. Help us, Father God, to be the salt and the light of the earth that you have called us to be, Father God. Help us to be your light, Lord Jesus, in such a dark world. I pray, Father God, that our message of hope and our message of redeeming, Father God, and our message of grace, Father God, and our message of a resurrected life in you, Father God, would go forth. Lord Jesus, that those who are lost would hear you, that those who are lost would hear the call, Father God, in turn. Lord Jesus, I just pray that we would be so mindful to commit our friends and our family in prayer, Father God, our co-workers, Lord Jesus, those we come across that might not know you. I pray, Father God, that we won't fall short and just give them unto you. Help us, Father God, not to cease praying for our loved ones, for our family members, Father God, for our friends who don't know you. For Lord, we know a day is coming. Help us, Father God, to be diligent in the work of the ministry. Lord Jesus, help us to be faithful to the call to go into the world, to reach those who are lost, Father God. We are reminded, Lord Jesus, that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. I pray, Father God, that we be willing workers in your field, Father God. For least, we know it's about the least of these, Father God.
But Lord, we know that you love us. You say that you have written our names in the palms of your hands, Father God. It says that you rejoice over us, Father God. It says that you dance over us, Father God. We thank you that you think of us. We thank you that you call us your sons and your daughters. We thank you that you call us your friends, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that we will not neglect you. I pray, Father God, that we want to seek after you, Father God. I pray that our oil would not run dry, Father God, but you would fill us up, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that like the woman who sat at the well and you said, if you knew who I was, you would give me something to drink. And I pray, Father God, that we would recognize who you are. That we would recognize that in you we don't have to thirst anymore. In you we don't have to hunger anymore. For you say, don't worry about tomorrow, for surely tomorrow will take care of itself. Thank you for taking care of us in the here and the now, Father God. We need you, Lord Jesus. Our soul cries out to you, Father God. Lord Jesus, we get it one time around the world, Father God. And I just pray, Lord Jesus, that our hearts and our minds will be set on you. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would do what only you can do. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we know that in you that all things are possible. And so I pray for a hedge of protection over our children today, Father God, in school. I pray, Father God, that you would keep them safe. I pray, Father God, that you would protect them from bullies and people that would just influence them negatively, Father God. I just pray, Father God, that you would surround our kids with those who would love on them. And so I thank you, and I pray for the teachers, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would give them protection. I pray, Father God, that you would give them strength as they teach our kids. I pray, Lord Jesus, that they won't be discouraged, but they will keep fighting, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that your light will shine in the kids of those who know you, Father God, that they won't shy back, but they would just continue to seek hard after you and to share their faith, Father God, with confidence, knowing that you have them. Knowing that you give us life and you give us life to the full. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that as you said before, it's life and death, Father God, that we would choose life, Father God. We would choose hope, Father God. That we would choose a love that endures from generation to generation. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. Thank you for giving us a new hope. Thank you, Father God, for this ministry. This ministry of prayer where, Father God, you say where two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. Thank you for being in the midst of us today, Father God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would meet us at our point of need. And I pray, Father God, that we would lay our cares on you, for you said that you care for us. For you said that your yoke is easy, your burden is light, Father God. So, Lord, help us to cast our cares on you. Help us, Father God, to give it all to you. Help us, Father God, to have our hands open, Lord Jesus, not to receive, but to give what it is that you have so freely given unto us, Father God. That is salvation. That is the gift of life. That is love, Father God. That is patience. That is hope, Lord Jesus. That is joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for just having patience with us. Lord Jesus, I just pray that we'll walk in your grace and we'll walk in your mercy, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will fill us with your fire. I pray, Father God, that you would fill us with your fire, that it would overflow in our lives, Father God, that people would want to know what it is that we have, what it is that keeps us so joyful, even when we're supposed to be down. I pray, Father God, that we would continue to look to you. I pray, Father God, that we would allow you to teach us. Help us, Father God, to sit at your feet and long for you, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we won't allow ourselves to get distant. That we will want to and long to just to be close to you and to sit in your presence, Father God. I pray that our lives be yielded unto you. Help us to surrender all that we are to you, Father God, that you would do in our lives what you have willed, that what you have purposed, Father God, what you said that you would do on our behalf. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you hear us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us in spite of ourselves. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. And so we pray against the works of the enemy. And everything that he would try to do, Father God, to hinder your word going forth, Father God, hinder our joy, Father God, hinder our peace, Father God, hinder our freedom, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will come in and you will fight for us, Father God. Thank you that you have never lost a battle. Thank you that you are a great God and there is none like you. There will be none before you. There will be none after you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, just for who you are. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly above all that we could ever ask or imagine, be all the glory, all the power. In Jesus' name I pray. And I call it done in faith. And I turn it back over into the hands of the host.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Tanya. I was over here. Now, y'all know what I be over here doing. Every time somebody is praying, it's like a song go in my mind. But I was thinking Tanya said something about fire, and I said, I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, catch on fire, catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost. Listen, y'all came. Y'all came. I know it's Monday morning. Y'all came in. Some might be tired. Some might have drug in. But I believe that the God that we serve is looking for somebody to have extreme faith, looking for somebody's soul to catch on fire, looking for somebody to say, I am serving the true and living God. I know some are at work. I know some got things going on. You might still be laying in the bed. But if you can with me, we're just going to take a few minutes. I don't know. I'm excited. It's Monday morning. I'm going to take a few minutes. I'm going to unmute the line. Y'all come on and pray. Now, God, thank you, Lord, things are being broken. Thank you, oh God, that you are moving forward out on your people. Thank you, God, that you are moving and directing. Thank you, God, that you are ordered by you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. We thank God this morning for what he is doing, what he is going to do, what he has continued to do, how he has continued to strengthen us day by day, day by day. We thank God. We thank God for this ministry. We thank God for the opportunity to even come before the people in prayer. We thank God that we are together believing. Listen, we are a corporate prayer. This is a prayer service. So I say it all the time. I didn't say it at the beginning because I was praising at the beginning. But let me say it now. You're going to get out of it what you put into it. If you're not going to put nothing into it, you're not going to get nothing out of it. But if you are seeking God, as the people are going forth in prayer, it's not just us praying, but you should be praying with us. You should have something before God, and you should be saying, and I believe that God is going to move on my behalf, because I believe that we serve the God that hears and answers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe I need, it's me. It's me. I need to calm down. Let me calm down. Praise the Lord, everyone. God is good. God is good. Listen, I know some have to get up out of here. We want to thank you for coming and joining us this morning. Listen, every seed produces a harvest. That's what you have to believe when you sow your seed. So if you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209. You always can go to the website, EKC Ministry, and you can sow your gift there. I believe that God will bless you there, all right? I'm not going to take up any more of Sister Keitha's time. Ma'am, if you are ready, it's in your hand.
Good morning, everyone. God bless you, Minister LaShonda. Thank you, Jesus. I'm coming this morning from St. John, the 11th chapter, verse 25 and 26. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. Do you believe this, Martha? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus was saying, I am the resurrection. I am. That's what God told Moses when he asked, who shall I say sent me? And God said, I am that I am. Jesus, hallelujah, said, I am the resurrection, showing all of his power and authority over life and death. Hallelujah. And if you believe in him, you will live. Even after you die, you will live. You will have eternal life. Let us pray. Father, we come before you this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being the Father over our life. Thank you, O God, for looking upon us, Jesus, and loving us. And deciding, O God, to come down in the form of flesh that you may live, Lord God, that you may die for all and live, O God, hallelujah, to raise us up, Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We thank you for your righteousness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for loving and forgiving us of all of our sins and our transgression, Lord. We are not perfect, Lord God. Hallelujah. But we know, Lord God, that thou art a perfect God. And we come to you, Lord God, with all of our cares and our problems. We know, Lord God, that when we come, hallelujah, that you are the resurrection and the life, Lord God. So whatever it is that we need, Lord, we know going to you that you have power over everything, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you and the Father are one. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for dying upon the cross. We thank you, Lord God, for raising up again, rising up, Lord God, again. Hallelujah. On the third day, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. You have brought hope and joy and strength into our life, O God. Our faith lies within you, Lord. We put all of our faith and trust in you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, you risen, hallelujah, from death. The scripture was fulfilled, O God, in this, Lord. Because it was spoken in the book of Isaiah and in the book of Daniel. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, because you have control over the physical death and the spiritual death, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the Old Testament, Lord, for the prophecies, Lord God, that was spoken and now fulfilled, oh God. We looking forward to that day, Lord, that we meet you, Jesus, that we rise again, oh God, to have eternal life, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your rich mercies, oh God. They are renewed each and every day, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the joy that's down on the inside, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. The joy, hallelujah, of the Lord is our strength. We lift our hands to you, Lord, praising you and worshiping you, Lord God, because you are our strength, Lord. You are the light, Lord, that shineth bright, Jesus, that bring us hope and clarity to every situation, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for walking, talking, and breathing, Lord, amongst us, Lord God, for showing, Lord, that you are human as well as divine. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, because everything that was written in your book, Lord, it is true, Lord God. And we trust it and have hope, Lord God, in your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. No man cometh unto the Father but by you. Thank you, Jesus, for being the way, the pathway. Hallelujah to our Father, Lord, and to the tree of life, Lord. Thank you for being our pathway. Hallelujah to salvation, Lord God. Thank you, oh God, because life hereafter is good, and we look forward to it, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We live in this life, in this body, just to live again, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Some won't make it, Lord. You said, if you don't shorten the days, the very elect won't make it, Lord. But we have in hope, Lord, looking to that promise, Lord God, looking unto the day, Lord God, that we too may be able, Lord God, to be a part of the resurrection of life and to spend it eternally into the heaven, Lord. Into your kingdom, oh God. Hallelujah. To you we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for lifting up our heads, oh God, when we have them hung down, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, because the example was laid, Lord God, when they sent word, when Martha and Mary sent word to say, Lazarus is dead, or he was sick unto death. They had hope, Lord, knowing that if they send that word to you, Lord, that you will come and pray him back to health, Lord God. But they didn't know, Lord God, the greater that you had within you, Lord God. They didn't know, Lord God, the things that you were capable of doing, being God himself. Lord God, you waited so that the Father could be glorified, that everyone could see the power that God has put in your hand, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because you waited. 4 days he stinked, Lord. But you came, Lord, and you told him to rise. And he came out, Lord God, so that everyone around may see, Lord, and glorify your Father. Lord God, the glory belongs to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. And we know, Lord God, that you will get the glory out of everything that is done. All we have to do is trust and believe, Lord God, and we will get to see your glory being fulfilled in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus, for life, health, and strength, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for waking us up this day, Lord, for bringing us into another Monday morning, Lord God, to approach your throne. We thank you, oh God, for bringing us through the very end of the month, Lord God, of this month, March 31st, Lord. We thank you for it, Jesus, for how you brought us through, Lord, one more time. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, oh God. We call on you, Lord God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord, to touch us in every point. Everywhere we may be sick, everywhere we may be weakened in the faith, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God, where there is hope, Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Lift us up, Lord, those that are down, Lord. Raise us, oh God, from our weak knees, oh God. Strengthen, oh God, our feeble hands and knees, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, touch our weak and faint voice, Lord, in spirit, Lord God. Lift us up, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 For in you, Lord, is everything that we need, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because you are the true and the living God. Hallelujah. All power is in your hand, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being the head of our life. We thank you, O God, for hearing our cries and our prayers. We thank you, Lord God, for salvation, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, O God. We bless you, Lord, today. Lord God, for strength and for mercy. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O God. And bless every here, O God, that is on this line. Every situation that they may be facing, O God. Every unspoken word, Lord, and request. Lord God, we say make it known unto the Father. And hear, Lord God, the cries that your people are making, and answer them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen. Back into our hands of our own minister, LaShonda.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Keitha. Thank you again for that powerful prayer. Woo! Yes, we are the last day in March. We're heading into April, our resurrection time. And you will see as you go forth in this week, you'll see that our prayer focus will turn towards the cross. And listen, that's our heart should be all the time, but it is a time where you have to lock it in. That you have to remember what Jesus went through. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. And I thank God again for all this served all through the week. We're so grateful. We're so thankful, and I want to say thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your commitment. Because I know it's not just jumping on here, but you have to go. You got to read your scripture. You have to think about what you want to pray so that you can to have a word for the people. And we are so very grateful for you daily. Whew. Well, y'all know it's me. I'm the last one, but I got some work to do. Let me do my work. I want to thank everyone for joining. For the ones that have to go, we understand. We want to thank you for staying as long as you did. If you got 10 minutes, 15, the whole 45, thank you. Thank you again. Y'all know the giving information. It's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209. You always can go to the website, EKC Ministries, and sow your gift there. Hey, while you're there, go ahead and upload your GPS. That's your guiding people to salvation. It's a 1 minute or less testimony. Listen, sing your favorite song. Read your favorite scripture. However it is, we want to touch somebody. We want to get someone excited about the Lord. And while you're there, you always can upload your prayer request. What can we touch and agree with you concerning? I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. So you can leave that prayer there as well, okay? let me see. We're still looking for prayer leads, prayer hosts. We got some new ones coming, but you know, we can still use some more people. Is it you? Why is my notes messed up? We are still looking for people. Let me see. I need the church number. We need hosts. We need people to pray, and there we go, the church number. And if that's you, you can call the church at 216-475-6000. 6327 and put your name on there. We'll add you to the list. We'll get you trained up and get you right on in. All right? All right. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. I'm so grateful for that. So let us pray. We're going to go before the throne of grace. As I said, our focus is turning towards the cross, and we're going to pray this morning. Lord, we thank you, and we do praise you, for you are so worthy. You are so good. You are so kind. You are a true, true Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you allowed us to see another day. We thank you that you allowed us to come before your throne of grace, O God. Lord, to just sit here before you, O God. Some before their day started, some their day has already started. But Lord, I thank you now, Lord, that we can send your angels before them, O God. Lord, I pray that it'll set the atmosphere before they ever get to their destination, O God. Lord, that peace will be there. Lord, that no confusion will be there. Lord, because we know that you are not the author of confusion. But Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus, that we can send them before us, O God. And Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that your angels will be encamped around your people, keeping them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, O God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you died on the cross. Lord, we thank you that you took the abuse. Lord, we thank you that you took the lies that they lied and testified against you. Lord, we thank you that you stayed silent. Lord, that you even told them that you would have no power at all if you hadn't got it from my Father. We thank you, Jesus, that you hung, bled, and died. We thank you, Lord, that you took the 39 lashes on your back. We thank you, O God, that when they stretched you wide and hung you high, Lord, that you were still able to allow someone to have salvation right there. Right there, you said, this day you will be with me in paradise. We thank you. We thank you that when you died, you didn't stay there. Oh, that you wore and you took the keys of life and death. We thank you that you got up with all power in your hands. We thank you that you're sitting on the right hand of the Father, ever in intercession for us, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You did something that we could not do. You saw us before we saw you. Lord, that we sit sometimes in the dark, but even as Sister Elaine prayed and Lord said, that we can see the light, even in the darkness. You called us out of the darkness into your marvelous light, and we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you thought that we was worth saving, that you gave your life. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the salvation that we have received. Lord, we thank you now that you are going to give your people the strength to preach the good news, to let someone else know what you did so long ago on the cross for them. Lord, thank you that we are an example in the earth. Thank you, oh God, that we walk in your way, Lord Jesus. We walk in the lit path, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you lead and guide us, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that even when we go astray, that you have given us the ability to come back to you, oh God. Lord, that we can run back to you. And as the prodigal son's father, you're standing there with your arms wide open, ready to receive us. We thank you, oh God, that you're ready to restore us, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that even when we stumble, oh God, you are right there. to pick us up. Oh, your word says that a just man falls seven times, but he gets back up, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for giving us the strength to get back up. Lord, that we don't have to stay there, oh God. Lord, allow us to breathe into one another, oh God, to encourage one another in you, oh God. Lord, let us pray for one another. Let us intercede for one another, oh God, because your word says we're two touch and agree on anything that you have granted unto them, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for this corporate prayer, oh God. Lord, that we stand, oh God. Lord, not all of us is the body of Christ assembly, but all of us are the body of Christ in whole. And Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for every ministry that's represented on the line, oh God. Lord, we thank you for every man and woman of God that's connected to this line even now, oh God. Lord, we pray now, Lord Jesus, for every head, oh God. Lord, we pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would revive them, oh God. Lord, that you would pour in the oil and the wine, oh God. Lord, that they will do the great work that you have called them to do, oh God. Lord, that you would strengthen their hands, that you would strengthen their feet, oh God. Lord, that you would bring the right connection to them even now, oh God. Lord, that you would give them an Aaron and a Hur that will keep their hands lifted, oh God. Lord, that you would give them the 300, oh God. Lord, that you would give them exactly what their need of, oh God. Lord, that you would touch their ministries financially. Lord, that you would breathe on them even now, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you would give them a clear vision, oh God, that they can speak to their people, oh God. Lord, that they would be able to read it. Lord, that they will be able to pick it up and run with it, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you will bring commitment, oh God. Lord, commit with consistency, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you would change the minds of your people, oh God. Lord, that you would allow them to see you like never before, oh God. Lord, strengthen their hands, oh God. Strengthen their feet, oh God. Strengthen their minds even now, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Lord, that you are not the author of confusion, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you are a God of peace, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you have fought the battle for us, oh God. Lord, that you have assured us that the battle is not ours, but it is yours, oh God. Lord, that you go before us, oh God. Lord, that you raise up a banner against them even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can run into you, oh God, and we are safe in your arms, oh God. We thank you even now, Jesus, that you have lifted up our heads, oh God. Lord, that we don't have to have a bowed down head, oh God. Lord, even when we are sick, Lord Jesus, even when it doesn't look like it's going the way that we thought it was going to go. Lord, even if we can say like Job, even though I did everything that I was supposed to do, yet trouble came, oh God. But Lord, I thank you that even in the troubled times, oh God, you are a God that still rules and reigns, oh God. Lord, we have to be content, oh God, even when we're having problems, even when we're going through it, oh God. Lord, that problem is working patience in us, oh God. Lord, that we are sitting back, Lord Jesus, to see the salvation of the Lord. And Lord, we know that it is coming. All we have to do is be still and wait on you, oh God. You are on your way. Lord, even as you told Daniel, even as the angel told Daniel, that you heard him the very first moment he prayed and you sent the word, oh God. Lord, it took 21 days. Lord, we understand that there is principalities in high places, oh God. But Lord, we have to stand. And even when we have done all that we can do, we have to stand, therefore. We have to stand on your word because your word doesn't change. We have to stand on your word because your word doesn't fail. We have to stand on your word because your word says that it can't return to your void, but it has to accomplish that which it's sent out to do. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for the answered prayer. We thank you for the answered prayer. And Lord, even as King Jehoshaphat did, oh God, we will send the praise out first. We're going to praise you in advance for what you're doing, oh God. Lord, even when the word comes, oh God, even though we can't see it yet, we're going to praise you in advance because we know that you're going to bring your word to pass in our life. So many people are standing on your word, oh God. So many people here have a promise. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to give them patience. Let them wait, Lord, because you make all things beautiful in your time. Let them remember that, oh God. Lord, as they're standing in the hallway, oh God, as they're standing in the hallway, oh God, don't let them lose faith. Don't let them lose faith. Sometimes they feel like they're in a wilderness experience, oh God, but don't let us lose faith. Lord, that when they come out, they'll say, like Caleb did, I still want the mountain. I still want your promise, oh God. And Lord, it is you that'll bring it to pass. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for it. Lord, we seal every prayer that went forth under your blood. We count it done. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, 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 amen. Hey, people of God, y'all know I can't end a prayer service without some praise. If you don't mind, if you can, come on and praise the Lord with me for a moment. It won't be long.
Yeah.
You are the great and awesome one, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you again for joining us this morning. People of God, we have We have so much. We are in an extreme faith series, and Bishop is live Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and of course on Sundays at 10 o'clock. This Sunday coming, he'll be here in person in Cleveland for the ones that's going to be in the area at the AC Hotel. Meet him there. But I believe God is doing something tremendous in this ministry. And listen, for the ones that are connected, stay connected. Stay connected correctly. And I believe that God is going to move in your life. I just believe that. Hey, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Like I said, Bishop is going to be on in like 1 minute. I'm going to unmute the line so we can say goodbye to one another. But I love y'all. Have a great week. Have a blessed week. And we'll see you again tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.